Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Day is done, but love unfailing dwells ever here. Shadows fall, but hope prevailing calms every fear. Loving Abba, none forsaking, take our hearts of love's own making. Watch our sleeping, guard our waking, be always near. Dusk descends, but light unending shines through our night. You are with us, ever lending new strength to sight. One in love, your truth confessing, one in hope of heaven's blessing, may we see in love's possessing love's endless light. Eyes will close, but you, unsleeping, watch by our side. Death may come in love's safekeeping, still we abide. God of love, all evil quelling, sin forgiving, fear dispelling, stay with us, our hearts indwelling, this eventide. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. Turn your ear, Adonai, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you. You are my God, have mercy on me, Adonai, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, Adonai, for to you I lift up my soul. O God, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O God, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice. In the day of distress I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, Adonai, nor work to compare with yours. All the nations shall come to adore you, and glorify your name, Adonai, for you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God. Show me, Holy One, your ways, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to revere your name. I will praise you, Adonai, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave. The proud have risen against me. The ruthless seek my life. To you they pay no heed. But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger are the mind, abounding in love and truth. Turn and take pity on me. O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid's child. Show me the sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. God chose us in Christ Jesus before the world began to be holy and blameless, to be full of love. And God predestined us to be adopted children through Jesus Christ. Such was the divine will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor which God has bestowed on us in the Beloved. Thanks be to God.
God destined us to be adopted children through Jesus Christ. Such was God's will and pleasure, so that the glory of this gracious gift might redound to God's praise. For God knew before their time those who should be shaped to the likeness of His Son. Such was God's will and pleasure, so that the glory of this gracious gift might redound to God's praise. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. God destined us to be adopted children through Jesus Christ. Such was God's will and pleasure, so that the glory of this gracious gift might redound to God's praise. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed.
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor, and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope. Our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O virgin benign, our Mother Mary.